All right, remember, ladies and gentlemen, two options for listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Tuning in faithfully to 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations. Or you can alternate. You can go to speakingwith.com. And on the upper left corner of the homepage, just click on Listen Online at Your Convenience. Yes, indeed. I like those options. Listen online at your convenience. We don't have the live stream, even though one part of the website does say that. Just haven't been able to get that deleted. But no live stream, but I think even better, because you can listen at your convenience. Listen online at your convenience. All right, let's continue with the hair care deal, because I know a lot of you are really wanting to get this resolved, and you're wanting to try something. If it seems like it's safe, if you need to get a green light from your doctor, the doctor gives that green light, you can try it. Here's something else you might want to consider. Coconut oil. It's widely used to treat damaged hair of various types. It significantly reduces the protein loss in both damaged and undamaged hair, because it can penetrate the hair shaft so well. And you can use the coconut oil as a pre-wash and as a post-wash hair product. Now, here's something that a lot of you have used. Some of you have heard about, but maybe not used it, aloe vera. How many of you have been buying lotion with aloe vera in it for a while? Well, aloe vera. The use of this product as a treatment for a variety of different things has been traced back as far as 6,000 years ago in ancient Egypt. One treatment is for hair loss, and evidence has shown that it has a soothing effect on the skin that can help alleviate certain conditions. Aloe vera. How about rosemary oil? Using that for at least 6 months has been shown in a study to increase hair count. However, many of the group also experienced scalp itching as a side effect of the rosemary oil. It had been used to help regrow hair for men and women, though. Just a matter of what do you do about that itch. Okay, now, more facts and myths. True or false? Women can experience hair loss and hair thinning as well as men, although the causes may be different. Yes, true. Here's the thing. Women do lose their hair, but it tends to be hormone related. Some women experience hair loss after pregnancy as a symptom of polycystic ovary syndrome, or if they have problems with their thyroid gland. All right. Is this true or false? Although it's hair loss is hereditary. Is that true or false? Hair loss is hereditary. Well, they say that is true. Although it is not limited to either side of the family, the hair loss gene can be passed from either the father or the mother. The hair loss gene can be passed from father or mother. All right, now, how about this one? True or false? Masturbation will cause hair loss. How many of you heard that before? That masturbation causes hair loss. What do you think? Is it true or false? Actually, it's false. There's no known link between masturbation or having sex in any other way that can cause hair loss. Is this true or false? Aging leads to hair loss. Well, ladies and gentlemen, especially young people, you will be very encouraged to know that that is true. Aging does lead to hair loss. As men and women age, the number of follicles on the scalp reduces. That means the hair will gradually become thinner and sparser. How about this? true or false? Wearing a hat causes hair loss. How many of you wear hats to church? How many of you like to wear hats outdoors during the summer just to protect your head? But you've also wondered about hair loss, maybe even worried about hair loss. Well, check this out. Unless the hat is too tight and causes tension on the hair, wearing a hat has no link to hair loss whatsoever. How about this one? I ask you if you sometimes, or maybe even frequently during the summer, wear hats when you're outdoors to protect your head. So, of course, you'd be protecting your head from the sun. So how about this question about the sun? Is this true or false? The sun causes hair loss. Is that true or false? The sun causes hair loss. Ladies and gentlemen, that's false. Hair loss occurs at the follicle, meaning at the base of the hair. The sun can't reach the follicle because the hair acts as a shield against it. So no, sun does not cause hair loss. Okay, so we were given some great information about our hair. Information pertaining to hair loss, hair regrowth. Okay, so let's summarize briefly. Helping the hair regrow naturally. This may be aided by looking after the hair, just taking care of it, making sure that you're getting your proper nutrients. Okay, what else do we need to think about? Nutrition, including iron, zinc, fatty acids, can help with hair growth / regrowth. Red ginseng, fatty acids, Viviscal may help with growth / hair regrowth. Massage, scalp massage may help. Just remember, we want you to be sure that you are consulting your physician if you're thinking about using any kind of supplements. No matter how safe the packaging may say the supplement is, make sure that you consult with your physician. The product may indeed be safe. It may be. But if you're taking some kind of medication, you don't want an unpleasant interaction between that medication and whatever supplement you may be thinking about taking. Geranium oil, coconut oil, aloe vera, rosemary oil may be good for helping with growth or hair growth. Now, what was the caveat regarding rosemary oil? A lot of the people who used it in a 6-month study, actually a little bit more than 6 months, discovered that they had problems with scalp itching. Yes. All right. So who knows? Hey, you may want to try some of this, one or more of these methods, and see what it does for you. Again, be safe. Check with the professionals if you need to. When we come back, let's talk about focus.